Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambit Land. My name is David Nunez, and I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas. I am registered and ready for Ambition 2022. I can't believe that it's just a short couple of months away, or less than a couple of months away, before we all reunite again in Dallas, Texas for our first huge in-person event, at least for the past 2 years that we've been, you know, that we haven't been able to gather. So I'm super excited for this event. I can't wait to see you guys in person and be able to learn and hang out and just hug necks and just make this the rest of this year a great year. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm super excited with the featured guest that we have tonight. This power couple has become really dear friends of mine. I've had the privilege of meeting them through this wonderful company. They're from Houston, Texas. This couple have been awarded with the Pure Energy Award. They're Comma Club members, which means that their residual check every month has a comma in it. They've won 5-star trips, and they've also been featured inside Success from Home magazine. So without further ado, please help me welcome my good friends, executive consultants, Julia and Emerson Fuentes. Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear us?
Loud and clear. Thank you so much for taking time off your Sunday to be with us. How are you all doing this evening?
Good, good.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank, Brian McClure for keeping this, call going every Sunday. And then also, Mir for invitation, and then you for hosting it, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for all your support. And super excited for you guys to be here. And we're going to go ahead and get started because I know we have a lot of new guests on the call today. And most people know who you are, but there's still a few that don't, that are brand new, don't know who you guys are just yet. But if we can start this call off really quickly, if you guys can tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you were doing before Ambit Energy, and how Ambit Energy found you.
Yeah. Well, I'll start first. I mean, mainly because when I first started, I mean, it was first and foremost, I mean, God. I was working at the gym. Just started working at the gym. Life had happened for me, and then all of a sudden, God just placed a beautiful soul in my life, in my path, and we became friends. That was 2014 that I met Julia, and I mean, we became friends throughout the gym and all that. We started hanging out, and then December 2015, I asked her to be my girlfriend. Well, guess what happened next? God started placing the pieces of the puzzle, because I started changing my negatives into my positives. And then, like, I met Joshua Duncan through a mutual friend, which was my manager at 24 Hour Fitness. And, I mean, from then, I mean, he started showing me the opportunity. He sent me a video in January of 2016. And then I was always like, skeptical, and I don't want to see it. I always made excuses. I mean, hey, sounds familiar, right? So March 12, 2016 came, and then I said, hey, if you can get Julia to watch this video, I told Joshua, hey, get her to watch it. If she tells me to jump in, I'll jump in. So Julia called me back about 10 minutes afterwards, and she's like, hey, I think this is something that you should do, but please don't get me involved. I'm tired of, you know, things like this. I'll support you. I'll become your customer, whatever you want me to do, but I don't want to do it anymore, right? And that's how my journey started. Now, Julia is a little bit different because, I mean, at that time, I was searching for something more. I mean, I was searching for myself, first of all, and then obviously I was searching for additional income, which tied into everything that Ambit, has to offer with this opportunity. But here goes Julia because, I mean, like I said, she was in a different path than I was.
Hey, guys. This is Julia. Thank you, David, so much for having us on tonight. Just like Emerson said, I watched the video, and just like everyone else, you know, I've been in lotion and potions and magic pills before, and the last thing I want to do was to have another full-time job and have another side hustle again, right? So being tired of that rat race, you know, once I became a customer, we saved over $160 and had a cow. So once I saw the savings, I was just like, I wonder if we can do this just a little bit more. But I did not promise I was going to go to like a business presentation. I grew up in meetings my whole life and working a full-time job. So I was like, I don't want to go to a meeting, but I'll go ahead and be a customer. Slowly but surely, 5 months later, just working the business part-time, we became a regional. Then we got offered a free lunch and to go to our first business presentation to have a little speech. I was like, well, you know, we love attention. We love recognition, or at least I do for the most part. And we went to our first business presentation, and three things that actually changed my mind about the Ambit opportunity was earning residual income, getting a credit to free energy, and we're actually putting money in people's pocket instead of asking them to buy a product. So once we said that, I was just like, wow, we really have something in our hands. My first goal was actually to retire my full-time job. A year and a half later, you know, we were able to have the blessing and gift, you know, not being corporate in the corporate world. I was just tired of being sick and tired, and that was my first goal, and we were able to achieve that within a year and 8 months of joining Ambit.
Wow, that's so amazing. So you guys started with that mindset at first. I love hearing y'all's story because, as Emerson mentioned, you guys were on different paths that, you know, that you guys met when you all met. And you were still kind of, I know you were working crazy hours and working a lot. I remember you saying you were tired of counting other people's money. Because you're in the banking industry, right?
Right.
And you wanted to have that more time and that flexibility for yourself. So one of the things that I love whenever I hear you, Julia and Emerson, train is, you know, how you have been able to recruit a lot of people. It seems like great things, aside from health, happen at the gym. You know, like Jeremy Hennessy, AJ, Aldridge Jack.
Right.
I mean, can you walk us through a little bit about how you approach somebody and to invite them to take a look at the opportunity?
Well, I can go first, you know, but so when I started, you know, working at the gym, I always saw Jeremy working at the gym, AJ working at the gym, but I was so afraid of, like, trying to talk to them. I didn't have the courage to go up to them. So one day, one of the trainers that was there, you know, that, you know, I was getting along with, I spread the opportunity with him, but he didn't want to do anything with it at the moment because he had other ventures. He told me, hey, there's this guy that sells products. You need to go talk to him. The next thing I did was I went to Julia and I said, hey, you know, can you go talk to this guy? They told me he sells products. He might be a good guy. Well, guess what? Julia can tell you the rest of the story.
Yeah, and that guy was Jeremy Hennessy. So, you know, working in the corporate world, we were at the gym by 5 a.m., right when they opened, because I had to be all the way across the world by 8 o'clock in the morning for my full-time gig. So we were on the treadmill next to each other. Of course, for me, it's a little bit weird not to say hi or good morning. Working out with, you know, beside someone, didn't even know him. He had his headphones, probably didn't want to talk to me, but it just started with a simple hello and good morning. And then after seeing, you know, the same people at the gym at the same time, we just kind of start conversation, and it ended up just asking him, hey, would you like to take a look at a business opportunity for extra income? It took, I believe, 8 months and 3 invites, but on that third one, he finally went, and he couldn't sleep for a couple of days and actually joined, right? And it was just a blessing. And AJ, same thing. I saw his pictures on Facebook, really didn't know him, but I saw him working out, have a great weight loss transformation. I just congratulated him on his weight loss. I knew that he did tutoring on the side, asked him for his business card, gave him a call, and asked him if, you know, we can meet like at a Starbucks and kind of take a look at this opportunity. And he said, as long as it's not this other company, then I'll take a look. And we did that on a Friday night on, you know, during the holidays, and he joined a week later, and now they're both executives in our organization.
Amazing. And, you know, I'm smiling ear to ear as you're sharing this story because I'm visualizing it. you know, how it would be. And you know, there's people all over the place right now, and especially now more than ever with prices of everything going up. How important is it for people to really take action in their business these next weeks, especially these next 7.5 weeks leading up to Ambition? What can you tell us a little bit about that little pregame, right, getting towards Ambition and what happens at Ambition? Can you tell us when your first one was and how all that went down?
Yeah, the first one was, hey, I didn't want to go. That was 2016. I didn't want to go because I didn't know anything about it, didn't know anything about this business. I mean, my background has been construction and then switching into personal training where I didn't talk to people either. I mean, even Julia came up to me and said, hey, you need me to go get you some clients because, I mean, if your mouth is not open, you're not going to eat, right? So for me, it was a little bit different. But, I mean, one thing, like, spoke to us, and it came from the Duncans, and it came from specifically one person, and it was, you know, Rose Duncan. She, like, told us, hey, you're going to have to go because if you want to grow, you have to go. And that just, like, stuck to us. And we looked at each other, and we were like, okay, like, we need to go. But, I mean, at that time, I didn't have any money, right? So I had to look to Julia, and she had to make the executive decision of, you know, hey, we're going to put this on a credit card. This is that important because Rose is telling us to go. And, I mean, we went, and that experience for me was overwhelming. I didn't know what to expect. It was overwhelming for me, especially because I was an introvert. Didn't want to talk to people. As a matter of fact, on the final dance party thing, I love to dance. I'm a dancer. That's what I did before. I didn't even dance that 2016 Ambition. So for me, it was overwhelming. But for Julia, it was an eye opening, and I'll let her explain that.
Yes, David, and to all the Ambit land out there, 2016 was our first Ambition. Just like Emerson said, you know, Rose and the Duncan family is very near and dear to our heart. So when she says, you know, you have to go to grow, we just took action and did what we had to do to make it happen. So we went, and seeing them on stage was definitely an eye-opener. That was something that I always look for, right? When you join something, you always want to be successful, right? Winning the different awards, having all those people around cheering for you and getting inspired on a daily basis, that is what motivated me, right? And then we had the special luncheon that you had to get invited to, you know, upstairs. And we were able to get invited. We were actually regional consultants in our first Ambition. And the training, meeting all the leaders, you know, all those yellow jackets, and now, you know, we're on our way to earn ours. I mean, it's just so inspiration having to be surrounded by so many successful people. And there are leaders, now our nationals, right? So we literally had everything in our pocket. All we had to do was follow the system, which I totally understood. So we got to take advantage of that, took action. I mean, right after Ambition, I was on the phone all the way home and literally haven't shut up since. So now we have been in Ambit for literally 6.5 years, and we're on our way to our $1 million jacket. And before, that was never a vision, or that would never come out of our mouth. But now, joining Ambit, we have so many more goals and so much that we have already achieved and still have more to achieve with our team and, you know, our leaders and all of the Ambit to inspire everyone that's around us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I feel you when you say you came into Ambit and now you're able to have those $1 million dreams. Where in the corporate world, you know, I'm exactly like you. There was, you know, thinking of $1 million was just not in the sphere of possibilities. But I want to talk to you guys. I know you didn't know Kevin and Rose when you got started in Ambit, and I know you guys are best friends now. You know, tell us a little bit about how that mentorship went on and how important mentorship is in this business. Was it like a daily call? Was it a once in a while call? Can you walk us through what your mentorship was like and how important it is?
Well, as funny as it may sound, but I kind of manifested Rose to be my best friend. Because I saw her on stage and, you know, all the energy and everyone that she has inspired. I mean, she was just real and raw. And, you know, that is just, you know, that's a leader that you want in your business and in your life. And you have to want to follow someone, right? So if someone motivates you or inspires you, you have to be surrounded by them. And thank God we had, you know, the Duncan boys, Josh and Justin Duncan, you know, introduce this business to us. But what greater, you know, mentors than have been their friends?
Right? And the Rose were with them all the time. Not only were they our, you know, on our team, they were our best friends. We traveled with them, and we got to talk to them on a daily basis. You know, I think that's a big thing, having leaders that you can actually talk to and, you know, them actually answering the phone. You know, because sometimes when you join a business, you can't really, you know, get a hold of them, or they don't really know what they're talking about or motivated, but they were with us on this journey every single day. So if we had questions, you know, I kind of made it like my ambit college. You know, we didn't go to college. I mean, I tried, but yeah, that didn't work out. And so when ambit really started working for us, we had to make the change, be the change, right?
Right.
So we would go to every business presentation and no matter if I got home at 11 o'clock at night, because remember, in the beginning, I still had a full-time job. But we would literally go to 3 or 4 business presentations during the week and still make this work for us. That's why we were able to retire our job about, you know, 1 year and 8 months within ambit part-time. And then after that, we just worked like our backs were against the wall and made this happen. But that wouldn't happen without having the training, the business presentations, and the leaders that we have now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it's fun, right? It's fun going to business presentations. Sometimes when a brand new consultant gets started, they think to themselves, man, do I have to go to these presentations every single week? And to me, and I want to get what you felt with it, but for me it was almost like a shot in the arm that, you know, you're stressed out at work all day and then you go to this business presentations where people actually want you to succeed, probably sometimes more than they do, and more than you do rather. How did you feel? Like what could you say that these business presentations would do for you personally when you would go to them?
Well, for me, man, it was eye-opening. When I first started, I didn't know anything about it, going to these business presentations. But I can tell you one thing. When I first started, I always sit in the back, just like I did in school. I was that person, right, that I sat in the back, analyzing everything, observing everything, right? But I saw all these leaders go up there and started talking about their success. And I kid you not, I was like, okay, you know, they're coming up here talking about the success, but I haven't seen it, right? But, you know, the journey of it, I mean, this was back in 2016 when we joined, right? And the journey, this is 2022, for me, it's like, okay, this thing really did work because I was sitting in the back. Now I sit in the front, right, or stand around because it's an overjoy of me is like overcoming my doubt. You know, by just going through these presentations, it cleared any doubt that I had about ambit energy. I mean, you can hear it in my voice now because at first I was too shy to talk, you know, and I mean, it was just eye opening for me. Right. And for anybody that is thinking about or in the same boat that I am, you know, I encourage you to go to these BPs, encourage you to go to these, you know, Zoom presentations. They're all over the place, right? And then any ambit corporate event, if you are within driving distance, you should go, right? because, I mean, well, hey, when everything was live, we always went to 3 to 4 business presentations. So for me, it was just, you know, clearing the doubt, having faith, believing into this business. And, I mean, it changed my mind completely because I went through the process instead of seeing someone else just, hey, you start somewhere and then you're already on top, right? Just going through the process, I mean, hey, like Jeremy says, trust that process. And I guess I did. And, hey, it worked out for us.
Absolutely. Trusting the process. And, you know, as we're getting closer to this end of the call, you've been in the business 6.5 years, correct?
Yes.
6.5 years. So knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself, your 6.5 year in the past self, knowing what you know now?
Well, definitely don't wait 5 months to go to a business presentation, right?
Right.
It was just something that I put in my head, but definitely was an eye-opener on my first business presentation. But, I mean, we actually had really good leaders, and I feel like we did everything that we could once we got, you know, to regional.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, just like Emerson said, making sure that you're plugging in if you're in driving distance, or if you have access to a Zoom and you're free, I definitely feel like you have to plug in wherever you can when possible. You know, everything's virtual now. I know multiple people have different Zoom times, different business presentations. I mean, even Zach has one in Maine. Our team and us have been on that Zoom presentation all the way in Maine. He Zooms us in. So it doesn't matter where you're at. You can make this business happen. I mean, you know, we hear there's millionaires in places that they're not even deregulated.
Right.
So I really feel like all the new consultants, if you're on the call and you're able to plug in, get with your leader, get with your team, see what we can do to, you know, get that paycheck on a weekly basis. You know, one thing that really sticks with us, well, multiple things, but one thing is definitely receiving that weekly paycheck. That's one thing that you don't want to miss, is that weekly paycheck. And then it works like a domino effect after that, right? You don't want to miss out.
Yeah. And for me to tell myself back, you know, hey, start faster, right? I mean, when we first got into this business, like, you know, 3.5, 5 months, we promoted to RC. I mean, start faster. I mean, I see people starting promoting, you know, in one day. It is very possible nowadays, right? So start faster. Get to executive as quickly as you can. Go to these business presentations as soon as, you know, as soon as you can. You know, one thing that I'm going to point this out, one thing that I admire about two of our executives, Jeremy and AJ, when we first got them into the business, they were two of the people that did not ask, that did not call us. I mean, they called us, I'm sorry, and they asked where was the business presentation instead of vice versa, us have to call them. They showed up every single time to the business presentations, to the corporate events, and, you know, those are the kind of people that you want in your business because they're serious about changing their life, right? So kudos to them. I wish I had it, you know, in me when I first started. That's why I say start faster. But I'll give you three things that helped me throughout the way. The first thing was having faith, right? And faith comes through every category, you know, including God, right? So have faith. Have faith in this process. Have faith in your leaders. Have faith in your downline. Just overall faith. You know, the next thing is self-developing yourself, because if you cannot self-develop yourself, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere. You want to be the best version of yourself, not the best version of Julia or Rose or David Nunez. No, you want to be the best version of yourself. So go start self-developing yourself. And then start changing your mindset, because if you're thinking negative all the time that this is not going to work, that this is this, hey, don't get me wrong, we've done it in the past when we were, you know, when we first started, but as soon as our mindset changed and we believe that this thing can work, that Ambit was here to stay, and that, you know, Ambit was the vehicle that we needed to, like, roll with, you know, that's changing your mindset right there, right? And that comes with all the faith. So go out there, get it done. See you at Ambition 2022, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. This has been such an amazing call. You guys always bring the boom. So I love your excitement. I think I'm excited until I speak to Julia. Like, right? Like, I always talk, in my head, I'm like the most excited person in the world. Then Julia opens her mouth and is like, well, okay, I got to check that. But thank you all so much for taking time off your Sunday to be with us on this our Ambit Energy Sunday Night Business Builder call. Love you guys. I can't wait to see you all here in a short 7.5 weeks at Ambition. So right now I am going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another and say goodbye to Executive Consulting,
yeah,
Julia and Emerson Fuentes. Thank you, guys.
Don't forget about our meeting here in Houston Tuesday, 7:30.